Carrie's Couch. Carrie's Couch.
So now you've just been hit by the rhino. The rhino's disappeared, but now this is the start of a full-on thing because, as you said, you've been walking for an hour and a half. You've only just turned around, so I presume you're on foot a good hour away from wherever home base is. You've got seven other civilians, or six civilians and one game ranger, and you on the floor. What happens next?
Well, this is when you have to pick your walking partners very carefully. I had two surgeons.
Good grief. Come on. Yeah.
What are the chances? What are the chances? The ranger, he had a walkie-talkie. Just where we happened to be, it was difficult for him to get comms on the walkie-talkie. And he was quite conflicted. Does he stay with the injured party? Does he run up the hill so he could get comms? You know, this is not something he probably has ever had experience with.
100%.
But it was very reassuring to have two medical people with us who could immediately assess the damage to my leg. Immediately they could look at the wound and say, Sue, it hasn't hit an artery. You know, you're going to be okay. So it did take time to evacuate me because they had to call the central game ranger office, who had to send out a vehicle, which obviously couldn't get very close to me. And then they had to carry me up the hill, load me onto a game vehicle and bounce me over the potholed roads. They finally got me to the gate where there was an ambulance waiting to meet me. Once I got to the ambulance, the first responder, you know, set up a drip and established that I dislocated my elbow. So sort of secured my arm in a sling, put some sterile dressings on my legs, and then we beep-barred in the ambulance for another hour and a half to Richards Bay.
Good grief. Sure. And at this point now, everyone else just carries on as per normal, or was there like a big deal now at the game reserve, or is it something because you weren't killed, was this something that I kind of just kept on the down low?
Well, look, I ruined the weekend for the friends. Yeah. They resorted, I think, to drinking heavily for the rest of the weekend. That was definitely the end of their weekend. I got to Richards Bay Hospital, to the Bay Hospital, and it was a little bit surreal. It was like a scene out of Grey's Anatomy as I pulled up and, you know, they said, patient number 6750, rhino goring, you know, and with that, my clothes were cut off and tetanus injection and this and that. And I thought, oh my God, I am going to die now,
because
there was just all reacted, you know, very fast. And once they'd stabilized me and they were realized that there was no threat of me dying and x-rayed my legs and my arm, they said, well, we're going to take you into surgery for the wound on my leg. So I never looked at my leg, but according to the surgeon, he could fit his fist inside the wound.
From where the rhino's horn went.
Had to flush it all out, put a drain into the wound and stitch it all together. So they were putting me under anesthetic, and fortunately they could put my elbow back at the same time.
And how long were you in hospital for?
4 or 5 days. Yeah.
Do you feel like there's a lesson in this, or do you think this is just a crazy thing that happened? Have you somehow learned something from this?
Oh, yes. I've taken away a lot from that. You realize if it's not your time, it's not your time, you know, and it definitely wasn't my time. And every now and again, my leg will just, it's not a pain. It will just have a sort of gnawing ache. And I'll just think to myself, oh yeah, aren't you lucky to have that leg? And aren't you fortunate to be able to walk and move and do all the things that you love to do? And all you have is every now and again a little reminder of, you know, how lucky and fortunate you are, and that I'm here for a reason.
Wow, I love that. Thank you so much, Sue. And thank you for talking to us this morning on Kerry's Couch. What a story.
Thanks, Kerry. Bye.